Hi, it's Emily.
And Zoe, I'm very heart of
And
the Mixer
we're
Fast podcast.
podcast.
That was very drowsy. Yeah, I'm retired. Yeah. Anyway, we'll try to keep it, you know, upbeat for the episode, and all will collapse. Oh yeah, me too. I was waiting for this.
It's a great conversation topic, so
yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah,
it's such a good book. Before we jump into the book, though, let's make some chit chat. How's spring treating you all? Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but I'm not together.
Yeah. It's not summer. It's not summer, and nothing can be this summer. I'm, you know, it's not summer. However, I did eat today a lot of ice cream. Oh, yeah. It was, well, basically what happened is we had a free period. Oh, that's good, yeah. We had a free period at school, so me and my friend went to get an ice cream. We got a scoop of ice cream, went back to the school. And then when I took my sister home, and then she started clamoring for ice cream, so I ate another scoop. So it wasn't actually that much ice cream. It just, I ate it like twice, so it was strange. And I feel like it was a lot, even though it was just like a normal amount of ice cream. So that's good. I like ice cream. Yeah, ice cream time is, yeah, it was actually my first one. Yeah, we actually, what we did was, so we had, yeah, you go on.
No, please.
Okay. No. So what we did is, okay, you can tell me after. What we did was we had a free lesson, and so there were like a bunch of little ice cream places. But what we did is we did like a huge turn around the city, because there's one really, really good Italian ice cream place that we really like. So instead of going to like the cheaper, smaller ice cream brands, we went like around the city, took 20 minutes, got one scoop of ice cream, and like ran back to the school, ate it on the way. We like ate the ice cream on the public transport, took two public transport together, rushed into the school, like threw the ice cream, like tried to eat the ice cream as fast as we could, and just ran into the lessons. It was kind of crazy, but it was also very like, it was very unhinged. But I think spring is making me very unhinged, and I was never hinged anyways. So tell me your story, please.
My amazing baby. So
okay.
Sorry, first one. Okay, so
yeah. You like baking fairly well. Yeah.
My mom had her birthday this week, and I made her cake. And this was the first, my brother said, the first successful pastry I ever achieved, which is
okay. That's,
you know,
that's rude.
That's in my book.
Yeah, I made successful crap with you. We made successful crap together. I'm offended. Shamble. How can you not remember our amazing Halloween muffins? Okay, those were really bad, but we did. Yeah, so those weren't successful. We did do successful stuff. We did have.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
No,
we were improving. Yeah, I made the other weekend. I made like I made brownie with like. It was a brownie in this lava cake form, and there was a mac there was mascarpone inside, and there was like solid caramel outside. It was so good. I made it with a friend. It was the recipe said it was 60 minutes. It took us like the whole day to get us together. We did three things at once, and we ruined the caramel twice. But then it just it became very like we did succeed. It was very tasty. It did take us way longer than it should have. It was very nice. Yeah. So, anyways, I'm proud of you for making an extra amazing thing. Yeah.
Like more motivated, like,
Yeah. Kind of. I mean, it say like spring is sweet, but also I ate a lot of sweets in winter. I mean, I always ate sweets, but then in winter, you need something sweet because winter is just so annoying. Yeah, right. And then there's February where you just like eat chocolate and try to survive. We're not fans of the winter here. Right, like you eat chocolate, you try to survive. Yeah, that's it. I'm putting it on my wall. It winter is coming is yesterday's news. I got a better slogan. okay,
Yeah.
so how did we get here? I don't know. Yeah.
Because
Go get a piece of chocolate. It has. We're here for you. The Mixed Up First podcast is here for you and your chocolate. Yeah. We're not. Yeah. Get a chocolate. Hi, back. Did you get a chocolate? So we hope you did. We're not judging you. We're probably going to get a chocolate very soon after recording this, anyways. There is no judgment here. Yeah, we'll give you a chocolate for you. So we're back.
If you haven't heard yet, we're here to discuss what happened to Rachel
To Rachel
Riley.
Riley.
A book which came out, I think this is
The
the
book
okay,
that
which
came out,
I
it
think
came
is
out in
the
January.
Yeah, so basically this is the most recent book to come out that
Yes.
we've read.
Yeah, it
Which
has.
is, cool because there was another book we were planning to read, which came out also recently, but too recently for us to get to. Long story short, we're postponing it for later. But I'm excited for this one because this is also fairly new
Yeah.
and super relevant anyways.
This
And
came out,
right,
I
like
can, yeah.
for the what I always spoil.
Sorry, what?
You want to spoil what I always spoil, the news.
Yeah. Wait, news. Yes, please let me spoil it. Oh my God, I lived for this moment. I waited for this moment. I made speeches in my head for this moment. I'm always letting this spoil something. So guys, we're here to tell you that tomorrow, the day after this is airing, there will be another episode airing. An episode we haven't recorded yet, but still, which is an interview with, hey, Claire Swinarski. It's my it's my spoiling to do, Amu. You can't just spoil it again. Yes, so we're going to have an interview with Claire Swinarski. It's coming up tomorrow with the author of this amazing book, and we can't really tell you anything about it because we haven't done it yet, but we're confident it will be amazing.
Yes,
Yeah.
and we're so
I
excited to
think,
talk about
yes,
it.
we're very excited to talk about, yeah. So I think we should go ahead. I'm going to give you, this is your official spoiler warning for this book if you haven't read What Happened to Rachel Riley. You should read it. It's such a good book. And if you want to read it in the future and not be spoiled, then please skip this episode. You can go we have countless other non-Rachel Riley episodes. We have a Harry Potter series. We have seasonal episodes. We have just other book episodes. So you should just skip this one. Go ahead. If you've read the book or if you don't want to read the book and you're happy that we spoil it for you, listen, please. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. So before...
Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome.
So, do we want to start with rating it, right?
No, we're going to start... Let's start with the synopsis. Actually, before we start with the synopsis... No, please. Let's go ahead and I'm going to just say... I'm going to tell you the story of how I knew this book. Because I think it really speaks to how good it is. Because I saw this book in December when I was browsing... I was looking for a list of books to read for the podcast. And I read like a list of like most anticipated middle grade books of 2023. And this was one of the, this was, I think, the only book in the list where I just looked up and I was like, I'm going to read this, even if we don't read it on the podcast. And this is just from the synopsis. And I just thought it was very, it will be very good. And I bought this book the day it came out. So I just really couldn't wait. And I was very afraid that I would be disappointed. And I was not. So that's a good sign. Yeah. Do you want to go ahead and read the synopsis or should I? Yeah. Yeah, I have it before me.
Okay, then you can.
Okay. Wait a minute. I can't. Lovely.
I think I have it.
Yeah, I have it. What Happened to Rachel Riley? By Claire Swinarski. In this engrossing and inventive contemporary middle grade novel that's Where'd You Go, Bernadette, with a hashtag MeToo message, an 8th grader uses social media posts, past notes, and other clues to find out how a formerly popular girl is now in the paria of her new school. Anna Hunt might be the new girl at East Middle School, but you can already tell there's something off about her 8th grade class. Rachel Riley, who just last year was one of the most popular girls in school, had become a social outcast. But no one, including Rachel Riley herself, will tell Anna why. As a diehard podcast enthusiast, Anna knows that there's always more to a story than meets the eye. So she decides to put her fact-seeking skills to the test and create her own podcast around the question that won't stop running through her head. What happened to Rachel Riley? With the entire 8th grade working against her, Anna dives headfirst into the evidence. Clue after clue, the mystery widens, painting an even more complex story than Anna could have anticipated. But there's one thing she's certain: if you're going to be asking a complicated question, you better be prepared to the fallout that might come with an answer. So before we go ahead, I just have to say this description was so grammatically incorrect that I had to go through and change half of the words for it to make sense, and I'm shocked that Goodreads allows this.
It was a really long one too.
It was a very long one. It was just, it didn't get to the point of the book at all. I mean, it kind of did, but not really. And it was just so grammatically incorrect that I am outraged. I'm like, here is, so basically there is this sentence: create your own podcast around the question that won't stop running through her. What happened to Rachel Riley? They just keep, it's very strange.
Also,
okay, so this was not a good description. However, the book is good, so don't lie, I picked you off. Yeah. Yeah. But yes, we have to read this book. It's about a podcast. So I suggest, so before you go on, this book has quite a trigger warning for sexual harassment.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Right.
And yeah, we will mainly discuss that
Yeah.
topic, but
Yes. So I would say we'll probably we'll probably have, I don't know. This time I would say that you should skip the entire episode if that triggers you in any way, because I don't think it will be, I think that will be mentioned a lot. So yeah. But if
a
it does
lot of
not
times
trigger
it
you, then
goes in
please.
there in case we mentioned it, or like because we mentioned it shortly,
Yeah.
but I think this is sort of going to be the main theme.
Yes, this is not like the word that saved my life. When we just mentioned depression briefly, we told you before you could just skip forward. This time we're going to talk about it. We're gonna keep it fun though.
Yeah.
It's a fun book.
It
Okay.
is definitely fun.
Let's do like rating and what like your impression was when you read the book.
But we have to still decide what we rate with.
Yes, we
Because
do.
last time, what did we have last time? I don't even know. So we definitely
Lemonade.
have to decide.
No, I don't know. I
All
can't
right.
remember. Okay.
I think it was
What?
lemonade, right?
Yeah, I think it was lemonade too.
Well, let me think.
We could like give it notebooks or like the folders because she has a folder that she collects like the Rachel Riley stuff in. We could just
Yeah,
rate
or
it
we could do like
Rachel's.
podcast because that's the main, or we could
Okay,
do
okay.
Rachel.
We can do Rachel's. How many Rachel's do you do this? How many Rachel's is on podcast? Let's do podcast. Yeah.
Points, maybe, you
Yeah.
the
Let's
content is the
do
point in this or the
podcast.
difference.
I think that
Okay.
let's do podcast. Okay. How many
Which is
podcasts will you give
very
this summer?
awesome. How many podcasts?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go ahead. I'm gonna give this a
0.5.
10, so it's really.
Sorry?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm actually going to give this book a 10. And not because I'm comparing it to other books. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to give this book a 10 because I think it's just very well done. And I think everyone should read this book. Every middle grader should read this book, boys or girls, because I think it's just really important that they read books like this. And I've read many books for middle grade kids dealing with sexual harassment. And I think this was one that was just really well done. I really enjoyed reading it. It wasn't too depressing. It wasn't too like hopeless. It was just really nice. The mystery was just so like captivating. So I think I'm going to give it a 10 because I obviously it's not perfect, but it has. I don't think there flaws that are so big that take away from how truly good this book is. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, well, 8.5 between that. Point also, because
Sorry.
yeah, I definitely stand by your argument
Okay.
for being very well written. I think this topic was also very well discussed because
Yeah.
it's also, when such a topic is discussed in a middle grade environment, it can easily go into the, I don't want to say wrong direction, but they can sort of miss the point.
Yeah.
Comes with
yes.
Waited because he told me there would be something like that. Covering this problem as you read, which is such a great way for all readers to sort of get to know this topic.
So why did you take up Point Off? Okay. Well, I guess we'll go into that later.
Shall I say?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so I don't think the whole point is justifiable, obviously. Well, which were like a bit off putting for me.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, I think, I guess it will still come out more in when I say
okay.
In details. I think it's just details, basically. Not like a huge narrative.
Okay. Well, let's go into what we liked. So let's go into what we liked.
Okay.
So what did you like? No, you should.
Okay. Okay, so I think I mentioned a lot of these points already. I liked the podcasting format. I love the way she changed between formats for using the podcast and the letters, the essays, the emails, you know.
Yes.
And you still, and there were, but I read up that there were parts where you didn't tell you in her perspective about the stuff that happened. What you read about in an email, like totally the parent's eye.
Yeah.
It's really cool to see from more perspective. But yes. Then also at the end of every chapter, you had her perspective and, you know, to round it all up.
Yeah. It was very well done.
So that I really liked. I also liked the way she discovered the story. I think it was, you know, it was bit by bit, always some new information leaking out from somewhere.
Yeah.
And also the main plot of how sexual harassment was built in, you know, everyone first thought this was a joke, but then they sort of realized that, you know, when...
And I don't think anyone really thought it was a joke. Just like, one person thought it was a joke.
At the beginning, I think it started out as one, I guess. And then, you know... even if from the beginning, I think a lot of people already knew that it was too much, but when to know where is the border, where you shouldn't cross the line.
Yeah.
This line shouldn't have been crossed in the first place, obviously.
Yeah, and they crossed it.
The main concept was totally sick. Like, you know, if you think about it, it was, you know, extremely problematic.
Yes.
But, you know, the way she also discovers when it's done to her that it's not okay, and the way to find her voice, because, you know, all the time she's like, oh, why don't these people say anything about it? And
yeah,
she discovers how difficult
I it think is that to say something about I think herself. Yeah, I think the fact that Anna was new was such a smart choice that she made, because it made her likable, because, you know, a new person is not going to understand a bunch of things. I mean, I'm not saying you should obviously speak up if you're in a situation like this. However, when you're in the school, you might understand the reasons better. And then if she would have just been like a person who, you know, always knew these people, and suddenly, you know, she knew about this case, she realized that this is happening to Rachel Riley, and then she was like, well, why didn't they tell? It would be just a bit more annoying, wouldn't it? It would be like, oh, well, yeah, she's the only one who's realizing it. However, now she's new. She's looking at it from an outsider's perspective. And I think that was very, very smart. That was a smart choice.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And so what are your
I also really like this, just to get back to the perspective. What I really liked, and no really know if she meant to do this or not, the author, but Claire. But she, well, I mean, I think she did. So what happened is we see the principal's perspective, and the principal is so manipulative. And I don't know if it's just because I'm older, so I realize it now, but I mean, like, I read it now, but I realized when I was reading it, she is very manipulative. We see how, like, the principal is manipulating the person to give him the barn. Rachel Riley's parents do not to make a bigger fuss of this. A bunch of parents later, and I think it was just really smart that they showed us that.
I think that
Yeah. Yeah.
and not something real.
Yeah.
Me?
So I agree. I think it was really well done. I like that it wasn't all boys. I mean, so you know, there was this, like, Rachel was friends with this boy who was popular, until the end, and he was hiding his friendship, which was problematic, but it's also something that kids in middle school do, so that's, I don't think that's a problem with the book. And
I think all the time, like not only in middle school, do people
yeah,
act
we
like
all know. Yeah. And I think that we I think I really love that in the end there was the scene when someone, like, tried to do something, and then they people told him off, and how in the end Anna says that, you know, it's not gonna be perfect, but there are already changes, and that's enough. And I just really like that. I know. I think it was just really smart. I don't know, I really like the book overall. I think it was really exciting also. The basing, and I love the subplot of what's her name? Nock? Anna's older sister, who is basically pursued by this Nick.
Right.
Yes. So Anna's older sister, who's pursued by this boy. And she
Yeah,
just doesn't,
definitely. That's
yeah.
the subtle
That was
plot line
very,
that they
yeah.
definitely.
This was actually, like, very relatable. I mean, not really. I'm being pursued by so many boys. No, I'm not. But this was something that is very valid, because you don't really know when to say stop, and when it's becoming, like, toxic. So I think that was
Yeah.
really well done. Yeah.
Yeah. I
Anything
think
else?
yeah, there are so many merits to this. Just her using these different levels and ways to tell a story is just such a multitasking job as an author to do. I don't try, but I can imagine it can be super difficult. And she executed it really well for that. Like, there was never, I can't really think of like a subplot or some sideline that was left there because, you know, she forgot in the chaos of this so many styles of continuing the story.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to start with what you didn't like?
Now you go ahead.
Okay, what I, as much as I praise these different levels of telling
Yeah.
narrative, There's one which I think had potential but wasn't written in the way I would have liked it, but maybe this is just very personal. I think the emails with her grandma was a great idea because there she was also sort of telling the story from her perspective.
Yeah.
But what was a bit, I don't want to say frustrating, that's too strong of a word to use here, but what was a bit like, what bummed me out a bit was that it was, you know, she's always replying, but like repeating what her grandma would say. You know, when they're like, people on the in movies are talking on the phone and they just repeat what the person told them, but they
yeah.
Understand what they're talking
yeah.
About.
Yeah. It doesn't have like that. Oh yeah, I love it. It's when they go out the door. I just went out to the door, you know, the door to the blue house beside the crescent moon that's in number 5, which is the house I live in, you know. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah. So,
I know what you mean, but I also think that yeah.
So yeah, that was sort of weird for me to read.
Yeah, no, I also noticed that, but I think I put that for it being middle grade. Because this is a confusing story, and, you know, sometimes it was hard to me for me to follow, because so much point of view happened, and, you know, I was thinking of who was sending, you know, this amount of text, and then suddenly we get this anonymous letter that someone sends it, and then you have to think about the letter, and you forget about the text, but then you see the text again. So I think that's probably because it's middle grade. So like maybe they need, like maybe smaller kids need that. I don't know. I didn't notice that. I also think it was just a bit confusing with, you know, the grandma's history, because there was a lot of talk about like how the grandma's history was, it was actually really interesting, but it was just kind of,
I love the touch of her mother being Polish. I really love that.
Oh yeah, I also love it. It's so funny for me when she talks about how like in her old community there was a bunch of Polish people, and she went to a Polish church, so like she knew Polish people and she spoke Polish, but then when they moved, it's like a secret language. And I kind of love that, because I speak Hebrew, and like my family speaks Hebrew, and we do that all the time. We're just walking down like the streets, and like that was just so cool. It's like not just us, we're not the only ones who are talking about people behind their back in a different language. So that was very cool for me. But I think like the grandma's route was just the history.
What I also found confusing about the grandma was what you were saying, that, you know, she is living in Poland, right?
Yeah.
But then her mom says to her, not to the grandma, but to Anna, that she was a child of an immigrant. So like the mother of that child is her grandma. And then why is her grandma in Poland again?
I don't know.
Did she return? I don't really get the connection there.
I think that's a mistake in the book. I think that's an inconsistency, because it's either an inconsistency. She might not be living in Poland, though. She might just be living in like her old community. Yeah, I remember she's living in Poland as well. I don't know. About to say about the grandma is just like, I think that she her background, you know, there was a lot of like this speaking, and it was very interesting to learn about like
personality.
Yeah, it was very interesting, but kind of just like there was sometimes when you read pages and pages and pages of a letter. And it was a letter that the grandma was writing to Anna, or Anna was writing to the grandma. And it was just not about the story, but it was just actually something that the grandma had gone through when she was a kid. And that And then at the very end, Anna would like tie it to something that's happening to the story. Like, and this story reminds me of how Rachel Riley was walking down the street and a boy, you know, patted her butt or so, whatever. And they just kind
what
of.
I mean with quoting what her grandma wrote to her, like,
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I
okay,
get it. I
yeah.
think it's supposed to like shed a light, or like it's supposed to be. It was a cool historical element, but I think it was just kind of confusing because it just didn't have anything. I mean, it has stuff to do with the story, but it was just kind of unnecessary. You know? It was as if the grandma could have been like, yeah, the grandma's mother could have been a suffragette, and then she could have quoted that, and it just doesn't really have anything to do with the story. And I think that should have been in another book, maybe, because in this book, we were just so focused about the mystery because we all wanted to know what happened to Rachel Riley. Why isn't anything done with her? It's so captivating. It's so fun. Yeah.
Title is just, you know, it
So
makes
good.
you want to read the book. But what the hell?
It's so good.
What did
Also,
happen to Rachel
yeah.
Riley?
Also, the
And you know, you
synopsis.
might think it's basic, but that basicness has
No,
so
because
much
it just,
simulation.
yeah, because it's what's happened to Rachel Riley, and the cover is very, it's blue, and it has Rachel Riley and a bunch of cassettes around it, and it has
Yeah.
a girl in black, with like black hair, very white skin. She's just very, you can just look at the cover, you see the word, this like girl immediately. And then you see the word, "What happened to Rachel Riley?" And the actual synopsis of the book, like the one that's actually on the other side and not on Goodreads, is just very gripping also. So I think I probably would have read
Oh,
it.
well done, publisher, and
Yeah.
also editor, sorry.
Yeah,
You
also the
we
writer.
definitely
Well done,
asked
Claire.
her if she came up with the name. We will, if you want to know why she named this book or how the name came
Tune
to
in
be, then do
tomorrow.
her interview.
Yes, it's going to be
Yeah.
fascinating. Yeah, I
Stay
can't
tuned
wait.
for that.
Oh yeah, I literally can't wait. It's gonna be fun. So I think that was just back to grandma. I think that was just a bit unnecessary. It was, you know, it was again, it was for kids. So this book is for kids, and sometimes you can really feel that, and then sometimes they go on to like talk about history and stuff, and that can be interesting, but maybe she should have just wrote another book on that. And I'm saying
Yeah.
that as someone who's actively trying to write a story in the length of a book, so I do know that it's impossible. So I'm not saying that she should have, yeah. She might have just put it in for, if she put it in for word count, Claire, I respect that. I'm trying to write a story in the length of a book now. For a month, I'm at like not even at half of it, and I put so many unnecessary things in it just to get word count. I respect it. It's fine. We are not mad. I still give you five Rachel Rileys. So, yeah, it was quality though. It was so well written.
Was
Yeah.
definitely quality. And just
Yeah.
one more, because we are speaking of characters. The mother. I
Yeah.
love the gender roles in the family. I'm totally for that. I love the way they call themselves penguins, you know, with the
What?
whole, you know. I just said I just really like the month that they were penguins, you know, like the gender roles being switched in the
Yeah.
family.
Hey, that's so cute. I
It's
love that
great.
also.
I totally support that because that's, you know, like a modern and, you know, not always the good old storyline.
Yeah.
One thing which I sort of found confusing with the mom, and maybe this is just me not paying
Yeah.
enough attention, or maybe this is that, you know, like she is the, you know, the boss working, lawyer, cool mom who, you know,
Yeah.
is just
Yeah.
the working parent of the family, who runs the
Yes,
house, maybe just did her
she.
job, and who is this, like, you know, like super active.
Yeah.
Also then, you know, I sort of have, like, there are moments which don't really match with that mentality. I couldn't say like an exact scene. So the
Please
wives
do.
were sort of off
Can you
sometimes.
please give me an exact scene. I don't know what you're talking about, and I'm open to listening to. Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah, I know. I know, I think.
Absolutely no flaw in was Nick, her sister. I think that was such a good character. And her being
Yeah.
because so nerd and everything. Usually like hackers in movies are like super fake, like slipping away.
Yeah, it
But
was okay. Yeah.
I have a brother who
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, he is Nick. Oh, my God. Yes.
questions are valid.
That's,
So,
yeah, that's a connection I should have made earlier, because now every time I will think of your brother, I will think of this fictional character. I will think Claire Swinarski, you get it. Amu's brother is Nick. He's probably listening. I don't know.
he
I
is
doubt.
so.
Is he listening to? Does he listen to the podcast? Yes, he listened once, and then he critiqued us, and then I was offended. I mean, I don't doubt. I mean, he might have listened more, but he critiqued us once. I mean, he critiqued us to me once,
Yeah.
and I won't let him
Probably.
forget it. Shambu, if you're listening, I'm still offended. Not really. It was a while ago. It was fine. How was that? Yeah, about the mom. Yeah, I think it was. I'm not.
Like sexual harassment, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, we obviously said it was done well, but how? Like, why do you think it was done well in this book or established well?
Sorry?
Why do you think the topic of sexual harassment was established well in the book? Like,
Why do I think it is in it?
what? Why do you think it was established well? What details made it good, or
What
like?
did okay, so what made me know that this is
What
sexual harassment?
no, I mean, what elements were like, this is totally spot on, this tells the story I want,
Yes,
what I wish
okay, yeah,
to
okay,
tell.
I get it. So what was like, okay, so what, these are the moments that made me think, okay, this is reliable and this is harassment, and I should call it, and if this ever happens to me, I should call it out because it's harassment, and I had doubts before, but now I know. Okay, yeah, I had a few moments like that. I think there is a scene in the locker. So they're in the locker. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're in the locker rooms. And oh, I can't remember the names, but so it's Anna and a few other girls. And what's the really popular girl's name? I forgot. Yeah, and Jordan, and there's Kylie. And there's another girl, and
Yeah.
she gets like her bra is snapped.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happens is they're sitting at the lockers, and this girl's bra is snapped. And there is this. Sorry?
It's actually already in the gym because the guy's there.
It might be in the gym. I don't know. No. So
Yeah.
it's either, I know. Anyways, and there is a scene where all the girls stop, look at her, look at the boy who snapped the bra and is running away. Look at them again, and Anna is sure that they will do something, and they don't know anything. And then this girl starts to, like laughing, but it's panicked. It's like half laughing, half crying, and then they make a joke of it. I think that was just a really Valentine.
Definitely.
Yeah. And the other one is when they're in the. Yeah.
Cody would try like a high five before that, and she was thoroughly flattered that, you know, she's getting accepted by this class.
Yeah.
And then such a thing happens, and he's the same guy who laughs at it, and you know, just comparing like the sheer
Yeah.
audacity of this, it's crazy, it really is.
It is. The other one is
And
probably when they're in the hot tub.
yeah.
And say. Also, I kind of it's shown really well that this is how easily we can accept things. So Anna is younger than her class. She's 13. The class is 14. And by a year. And then when they're in the hot tub, or like even they have this party sort of thing. And they
Yes,
talk
yes.
about it. Or she asks about Rachel Riley. And at that point she's curious. But before, there are like a lot of instances when something that's happening is harassment, and what she thinks it is like maybe harassment, but maybe just the things that older kids do, you know?
I also think like in putting the word, like putting a label, and this is not labeling because this is just giving the term for it.
Yeah.
But saying it out loud and saying this is harassment, you know? Harassment is such a big word nowadays. To say a harassment, it means like, okay, sometimes it's misused, obviously, but generally, if you use the word harassment, it has to mean something very drastic. And I've never associated it with something subtle that, you know, can escalate, right?
Yeah.
But it is in the end something like there are hardly ever things that are sudden where you can put a name on it and say,
Yeah.
you know, this is it. And just for everyone to realize, like, this is sexual harassment that is happening here.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Forms and you know, this is our sexual harassment policy, blah, blah,
Oh
this and
yeah,
that.
it reminds me
But
of my school.
no one taking it seriously is
Yeah.
not accepting it, basically, is being in denial. And
Yeah.
that is a step that is, I think, so hard to make.
It
And
reminds me, it really
I don't
reminds
think
me
it's,
of my school. I think
yeah.
that might be like, because in my school, I'm not going to name names, okay? I'm not, and my school is a good school. It's not bad. However, we have a very strict anti-bullying policy. We have to sign forms. There is like talks about it. It's the school is advertised as someone thing that's very anti-bullying. And I'm not saying it's not anti-bullying because it is. All this to say, I've been in many a situation when I was talking to a teacher, I was talking to another person I was supposed to trust. I was telling them that I got bullied. And I'm very lucky, so these teachers tried to help me, and many times nothing happened. I told the teacher to tell a teacher, and I don't think I know that there are some people who are not at the school now, who never were brought into questions. I know that there are some people in the school who are still there who bullied me a lot, and I don't think there was ever a discussion with them about that. And that's crazy for me because that's crazy for me because you know, they're saying I'm not getting bullied anymore. But and it's like it's supposed to be that they did anything, but if the kids who bullied me never knew about like the fact that the teachers know, or like they never knew about there was never a discussion with them, that's not helping.
Idea. I have we.
Yeah, I think we're talking about the same person.
Talking about the same person.
I'm sure we are. I mean, some of the same
Also,
people.
bullied by the teacher. We always
Yeah.
used to parent teachers. My parents would always tell our class head teacher that this is not okay and,
Yeah.
you know, he should do something about it. But there never were consequences. And I'm not talking
Yeah.
about 1 year, I'm talking about 4 years now, you know?
Yes.
Like, not
And you
now,
know,
but
no,
there in
I know what
elementary
you're
school.
talking about because I
Yeah,
was
but
there
you
for the
never
4 years and
bullied.
then I was
Yeah,
there for
but
three or more years and it happened constantly. So it's not. Yeah. Right.
bullying the bullying person should also be clear with that to, you know, be able to say, okay, stop, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's
Yeah.
why, as you said, like the principal in the book is also so manipulative and so
Yeah.
irresponsible of not seeing
Yes.
what her freaking job is, you know?
Yeah. I think that so again back so last year I'm just using this as an example, okay? I'm not saying anything bad about the school, about the teachers, about anything, except, you know, people. So I was really bullied, and then like in February, I'm gonna say last year, I went into the teacher's office and I told her like everything. I told her how much it was bullying. It was horrible. I was like crying. It was half an hour of like me trying to put together words. I said like two sentences. I was sobbing. The teacher promised to speak with the PA teacher because I was bullied in like that class mostly. And what happened is I was reassured that there was talk with the PA teacher. The PA teacher never came to me to say anything. That person who those people who bullied me never came to me to say anything, and it didn't stop. And I have no doubt that the teacher
Yeah.
who I complained to for the first time did something, because I'm sure she did. She's really awesome. And I'm not saying that the PA teacher didn't do anything or that there was no talk. I'm just saying I think it's problematic that nothing happened. And I don't think that's what the school was advertising. And
And you know, on the long run, this can get problematic because such stories of sexual harassment usually
yeah.
arise when, you know, during puberty, so like middle school or end of middle school, high school,
Yeah.
which is, you know, and if these bullying stuff aren't put to an end in elementary school, then how are we even awaiting that anything is going to happen
Yeah.
in later years of education or in
It's,
life, basically?
yeah.
And that's
Also,
why it's so important that we have books like this where you can see, like, you know, it
yeah.
might start as bullying, but it doesn't only have to be that. And even if it's that, you know, you have the right to raise your voice. And I think
Yes.
that is such an important message.
Exactly. Especially as, I think that we really see that, you know, I think the principal and these people just felt that they couldn't help, but they could. Like, it was actively happening in the school. This outsider, Anna, she came in like half a year, she uncovered it all. She knew what was going on. She was trying, of course, but these people were there to see it all. There was a barn that burned down by a student, and then like what, like that student should be sent to counseling. The student should like have help, because even if it's not like what it was, that's problematic if someone just burns a barn down. The principal should have like the principal should have had other concerns that are not will we get the bar again so that the students can dance. Principal
We
should
have a
be
bond sexual that
yeah. It's very realistic, yeah. Yeah.
detail with this topic. Is, you know, the ending where, well, not the real ending, or is it the full? I don't know which was the last scene,
Yeah.
but when they're at the basketball match or some match, and you know, this incident happened when the bra
Yeah,
set
the
was wrapped
instant
in the.
happened when the bra gets up, when the boy snaps a freaking that
Yeah, when he basically slaps her bra again, and then she's like, well, nothing's changed. But then, you know, there's a reaction, and obviously
yeah.
she realizes that the stuff did change, but you know, change has so many different faces, and you know, we're not even close
Yeah,
to
and here's the thing.
this
So you wonder
after.
how what happens, right? Like See, so if this, even if this wasn't stopped, Rachel Riley would have gone away. Somehow these girls would have suffered and then they would have graduated. These boys would go on. And they would go on with the memory that they did this cool thing that got them popular. And I'm not saying they're evil, because they're probably not. They're probably just very stupid with boys who just don't think and just are trying to like be in middle school. But which I'm not justifying. I'm just saying that I don't think they're evil. I think they're making mistakes. But then if they go on to college and they find someone who's really right.
It's
That's exactly my point.
your political
So,
someone found
yeah. This is the point where it's still forgivable because this is the point when they're just very young and stupid and where they actually may learn about their mistakes and they actually will say, okay, that was messed up. I'm not doing it again. But like, even in high
what is
school,
really sad, I think what was also a point made really well in the book is, like she was, she thought, it was sort of also a mixed fault. It was also the girls' fault in some ways because
yeah.
they didn't raise their voice because they didn't say this is not okay, stop doing this.
Yeah, it
But
was
in some
everyone's fault. I'm
ways,
not. Yeah.
why should it reach that stage? Like, I think putting the fault on the girls is already like it's showing that the situation is escalated, that they have to remind people that you're not allowed to touch my body.
Yeah.
How absurd is that? Like,
Yes,
we
consent
shouldn't
is.
need to reach that stage.
Yeah. I heard of something very dumb in literature. So we had literature class. We were discussing a book that was not middle grade level, so it was extrema. But anyway, it was, and there was someone who got raped, and there was just this comment that was just very, very dumb. It was like, yeah, but why? So consent, okay, when people have sex you need consent, but then why do, like, don't you, like, isn't it a bit too much when you when you're just like a kid? Why do you really need consent? Or like, not even know about consent, but do you need?
But
No. No. No, I'm not talking about like, can we have sex? Yes, no. I'm talking about like, why? So I'm going to put this in context, okay? So we were talking about like a literature, like a book, and then the teacher was saying that consent is like in everything, and you should be able to give consent to everything, even like to a hug. And that we need to know, like, you have to give consent to hug, and then there's like a point where you don't have to say actively, yes, you may hug me, but that's when, but you're still giving consent because you're okay with that. It was something about this.
I don't know, it wasn't about the book, but you also had this like,
Yes.
should you have to ask for consent for hugging someone? But I think in the case of hugging, that's something different because, first of all, you have the body language, which is already
Yeah,
asking
that's
for consent.
yeah,
Like,
no, that's not what I mean.
you don't
But
have
the
to be
consent was just basic. Yeah, no, but the thing was just basically that, you know, we're kids, we don't need to have consent or ask for consent or something. It was just, it was a very dumb thing that was said, and it was just very alarming to me that someone said that. And they
it's
laughed, and
definitely very
I'll
alarming.
tell you after the recording who said it, so you get the tea. But basically, it was very alarming, and I think it's very like, yeah, you do need consent to do this stuff, you know. And I'm not
Definitely do
saying
need
like a
consent.
friendship hug. Like, if I see someone in the street, she doesn't have to stop before me. May I ask, hug is there? Yes, you may. But as their friend, because we're friends.
Language if you don't ask to
Yeah.
question the hug. And second of all, if you have friends with the person, that's a totally other level. Obviously there
Right.
are boundaries there too, but
Yeah,
that's
I'm not
different.
going to snap Amu's bra suddenly. We're friends. Yeah. The friendliest bra snap. No, that's not gonna happen. But like, I will hug you. Yeah. Or like, or the other day, I was like, I was in like anyway, we had this program with my friend, and my friend was there. I was really tired, and I was kind of like we were just sitting, and I kind of like leaned beside her because I was really tired. I was barely awake. And you know, I won't do that with a stranger, but this was a friend who I knew wouldn't mind. She didn't mind. But
obviously, and it's not like, you know, in your romantic relationship, you know, that's another story. But here,
yeah, romantic relationship, we're not going in that. We're talking about stranger, like, we're talking about like
a public situation.
Yeah,
I think basically public situations where sexual assault is unfortunately very common, and
yeah,
some people, you know, it's like objectifying in this case very, very often, unfortunately, women.
Women, yeah, and, but it happens to men too.
There hasn't been emotion, definitely, to say, you know, it's not, it, unfortunately, it isn't obvious to not do it in the first place and to be able to.
It's very puzzling, you know, because you'll, it's very puzzling, yeah. It's very puzzling, where do you get to the point where you don't actually have to ask? Today, again, an example from my life. I was out for like a movie with a friend, and we're friends, but we're not that close. We're not even, we're just like, we hang out, you know? But we don't really do much. We're not friends. Okay, so we're friends, but we're not close, okay? We hang out. And then they like, I left, and they like hugged me, and it was very awkward for me because I'm not, I wouldn't have hugged them. But then I, that wasn't sexual harassment, obviously. That was just like awkward, kind of cringy encounter because I didn't want to hug them back. But where is the point where you give away? Because this person will probably like hug me in the school, you know, if they see me at the corridor. Now, it's different because I actually like this, I'm not afraid of this person, or like I don't think that this person does want anything bad to me, you know. But when you have a bunch of friends like that, the way like Jordan had, the way Jordan was like friends with everyone, it's very hard to know when it's just friendship or and it's just sexual harassment.
Yes.
You see my point?
You know, like, you can't even say, I don't think it's the correct argument to say, but you don't know, you do know. Like, you have, if you have baby...
Oh, you do know it, but... Of course, no, you know it, yes. It's, yeah, sexual harassment is...
Like, I remember people who, like... For example, I played theater, and last year, I was in more of, like, a movement theater play.
Yeah.
But it was sort of, we wrote the play. Anyways, and the teacher, she was like super nice to everyone, and always when she showed us how to hold ourselves or what the posture is supposed to be, she always asked us.
Yeah. Yes, I also really like that. Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing musical theater this year, and we have a number in like the musical where I have to. Like that I have to slow dance with someone, not a romantic way, I mean in the play, but not in real life. Anyways, and so she was very nice, and she like made sure that we're both okay with it, and we're great friends, so it was very easy because, you know, we didn't have to like do anything romantic or sexual, so we just danced. But I really appreciated that, because, you know, I might have not been. So I know that there are some people who I might have not been comfortable doing that with, and I would have probably just said yes if she would say go like, okay, Zoe, that's what you need to do now. Yeah, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my point to earlier, it wasn't that you don't know when it's sexual harassment, because you always know. But it's easier, first of all, not even to yourself, but it's easier to admit if it's like socially accepted, okay? So someone's sexually harassing you, but everyone else is seeing it, everyone else is going, okay, that's fine. Then you might think, okay, that's fine because we're friends.
And that's coming back to
Yeah.
came an outsider to her class.
Well,
But
Rachel Riley,
you
she
know.
wasn't the person who was harassed. And I think that was so smart. Like, that was such a good. I mean, she
Yes.
was also harassed because everyone was getting. It was like a messed up situation for everyone.
Everyone was.
Yeah, but
But
she wasn't the one who wanted to light the fire. It was Jordan. And I think, okay, this is a spoiler, but if you're here still, you probably, and you haven't read the book, you probably, like, you know everything by this point. But I think that was such a good plot twist, you know, that they did.
yeah, I like
It
that
was,
plot. And I
yes.
also think it's great that Rachel took the blame, you know?
Yeah, Rachel is such a good character.
Right.
So should we
I
move
was
on
really sad
to.
at the end, though, that she just says goodbye, you know? Like, she's
Yeah, I
out.
love it.
But it's
She's
also, it's
not all
good.
heroes
It's
wear
good, but
capes.
it's. Yeah,
Yeah, it's
oh.
like not all heroes should wear capes, but Rachel should wear a cape. Give Rachel a freaking cape. She should, like, yeah, give Rachel a cape. Let's start the movement. We're going to talk to Claire in a few days, and I say we should tell her that we demand a cape for Rachel. She should have a cape. She's a hero.
What happened
Wait,
to
for real?
the
But we
host of the Mix of Five podcast? We want Rachel Riley to have a
to
cape.
have a cape. Yes. So we did finish the podcast. However, we forgot a big part of it. So we're just going to do a quick fire round of favorite, least favorite character. And that's it. And favorite, least favorite
Okay.
scene.
Zoe. Favorite character. What scene? Oh, scene.
Anna.
Scene.
Oh, scene. Okay. Favorite scene,
Okay,
Amo.
we're doing scene first.
Okay.
Wait, the same. Okay, your favorite scene.
It's probably either that or the you know, the scene when, like, they're sent, like, the scene when everything gets uncovered, because it was just so satisfying to see. Okay, and least favorite scene. Yeah, the granny's a cook. Yeah. Same. Also, I just,
Okay,
wait a minute, wait a minute. I
favorite
have a
character.
Amu. Amu, I'm talking.
Yes.
The scene when, like, the principal goes up and she's like, "Oh my God, I should have done more." I felt like punching her because she's just such a manipulative person. You should have done more, and you should not be, like, acting like you did. Okay, favorite character, Amu.
Rachel Riley or Nick.
Yeah, same.
You?
Rachel Riley, ver cape. Yeah,
Okay.
same. Least favorite.
Least favorite. Principal. Was that guy who didn't do
Cody?
who
No, not
Jeffrey
Cody.
was no the Trevor or however
Miles,
she called.
Mike. I know, I can't remember him, but the
One of the
harassment
guys
guy.
who harassed. Okay.
Yeah, the
You?
harassment guys. The guys who harass people. You know, they're the least of it. And yeah, the
Yeah.
principal. Same. Okay. Yeah, I want, like, a three. Let's do. I want 3 seconds of just us clapping for Rachel Riley because she deserves it. So 3 seconds of clapping and then we're done. Okay, so it's one, two, three. Rachel Riley, we give you a cape. Yeah, we're sorry, but Rachel. So we're here after this very interesting discussion, and that's it. We clapped for a fictional character, guys. What more do you want? Yeah.
Clap. We
Yes,
have clap.
I
We
got
like the character
motivated.
girls.
It was really fun to me
And
to
I think a lot. important topic, and I love that we finally have the chance to, because we believe us guys, we've been wanting to address
yeah.
this topic for so
yes,
long.
Yes, we did.
So I think it's really cool that we got the
yeah.
chance to, and we will be in the future. Don't worry.
Yeah, we will. And I'm so excited to talk to Claire, because we haven't done that yet, and I have so many questions to her, and just I kind of want to give her like another clap. I'm not going to clap again, but we might clap in the other episode, because this is just such a stunning book. yeah, I think I'm going to give you yeah the book for next month is drum roll please. Yeah, it's The Girl Who Dreamt. I wanted drum roll. Yeah, so The Girl Who Drank the Moon by Kelly Barnhill, and then we're going to see you at the beginning of June. Yes,
this is on the like we're coming back to the list.
Oh yeah, we had the list. I don't know if you know that we had like a list with 20 book. We had read I'm gonna say like one book. We read The Kill a Mockingbird, and that's it, and now we're going back to the list for a very short time. The book that we're reading after this one is immediately not on the list, but it's good, and we won't tell you what that is, so you should stay
yeah.
tuned. Yeah, also I think I'm going okay no shh, no don't please, I'm just freaked out when I almost started talking spoilers. Flashbacks. Cliffhanger. Also I want to give you like to the listeners, I think I'm going to I want to give you a short list of books, just two books that or three that also deal with sexual harassment that are middle grade, because you might like them. So I'm going to recommend you Fighting Words by Kimberly Brobaker Bradley, and Trip from I can't remember her name, but it will be in the description. Yeah, and that's it. And so if you like this book, you should read those.
Yes, and if you want to read any more books in this topic or any other, you're free to DM us on Instagram.
Yes, DM us, please. Well,
Mix of Five Podcast. A lot of you guys who are listening to us are following us on Instagram, so if you're
yeah.
one of those, we are speaking to you. Go
yeah.
follow us.
Please.
We have updates all the time, and you know, we're mixed up, but we have to.
Yeah, we have behind the scenes stuff.
Which ensures that you can follow along.
Yeah. If you go on Instagram tomorrow or now, I don't know when we're airing the pictures, but we'll probably have pictures of us with Claire. If she lets us take them. Oh, yes. Yeah. You should click on that. Click on the follow button. Click on the like button. Yeah, but do that because, yeah.
That you
listen
to
alarm. Yeah, please. We'll see you tomorrow, please. Yeah. If you listen this far, you should listen to tomorrow. Bye. We'll see.